your Jesuit proof, I will suit the coming apocalypse. So I was born long. Why's everybody sing along? Why's everybody sing along when we build this city on ruins? Why's everybody sing along? Everybody sing along when we build this city on
And welcome. It is May 31st, 10 a.m. here at CITR 11.9 FM. And my name is Andy Resto. I'll be here for the next hour or so. Since it is May 31st, which, of course, happens to be the last day of May, I thought I would do a special here for the next hour. It was Asian Heritage Month in May. And so I'm going to try to put together a mix of mostly Canadian artists with Asian descent, I guess. Although I can't promise that it'll all be Canadian. It'll just be a pretty mix, pretty wild blend. While I get myself together here, I'm just going to play a bit of a classic. This is not a Canadian artist. They are the classic krautrock group from Germany named Can. The frontman of Can, of course, is Damo Suzuki, who is Japanese, and so I'm going to kick off the Asian Heritage Month special with a bit of Can, then we'll come back and get into some Canadian music. Again, CITR 11.9 FM.
Yeah.
have it. I think it's safe to say that was the legendary can. I think it's safe to say that. They are, of course, out of Germany. But Damo Suzuki, the frontman, very bizarre guy, but very creative, is Japanese. And so I went ahead and just started the set with that. This is CITR 101.9. It is an Asian Heritage Month special today, until about 11 o'clock or so. The album was Tego Mago by Can. Came out in, I believe, 79, 77 or so. Yeah, and they're a great band. Lots of classic albums. Ega Bamyasi is another one. And for sure, anybody should check them out. But now I'm going to move on back to Canada and try to give a bit of a selection of Canadian artists with Asian descent. Now, a lot of these artists that I'm going to play, I'm actually educating myself on them, and so it's going to be a bit of a interesting blend. We're going to jump around a bit. We'll have some classical in here, have some punk music, have more lo-fi music. Right now, we're going to start with the lo-fi. This is Dirty Beaches, and it's pretty much just one guy. His name is Alex Zhang Hung Tai, and I'm sorry if I'm completely ruining that pronunciation. He's Taiwanese, and he is Dirty Beaches, who are out of Vancouver. And this is the song I'm going to play is from his latest album, which just came out in 2011, I believe. It was called Badlands, and the song is called Lord Knows Best.
Thank you. Music Waste is Vancouver's premier independent music festival, highlighting our region's most exciting and innovative bands. Come out between June 7th and June 10th to see shows by Apollo Ghosts, Capital Six, Phoenix Thunderbird, Ketamines, and Weed, as well as art and comedy. Full festival passes are only $15 and promise an unhealthy amount of awesomeness. For more information, visit musicwaste.ca.
Queer FM with host Aiden Saint presents news, interviews, music, and entertainment for the GLBTQ community on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sunday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m., cool guests, live on-location broadcasts, and provocative topics so you never know what'll happen next. Won't you join us live or later via podcast? You can get us at www.citr.ca or contact us at queerradiovancouver@gmail.com.
back. That was a nice mellow set there. Go back over what I played. It started off with Dirty Beaches. He comes out of Vancouver. And his latest album came out in 2011. It's called Badlands. I played a song called Lord Knows Best from that. And after that, the last two songs you heard are older. Not very old, but... Imad Wasif was the second song on that set. And his debut solo album is self-titled. And it came out in 2006. This song is called Spark. And this guy has kind of been everywhere. I've been reading up on him. And he's done lots of collaborations. Notably, he was with Lou Barlow. Lou Barlow did a band called the New Folk Implosion, and Wasif was part of that. He's worked with people like Wolf Mother, has done a couple albums with these groups called Two Part Beast and Strange Hexes. The album was Strange Hexes with Two Part Beast. So he's kind of all over the place. Has been playing for a while, and his latest album came out in 2009, if you're interested. And again, you can find him all over the place. He did contributions to the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack, the movie. Again, that guy's name is Imad Wasif. Imaad, and Wasif is Wasif. And after him, I paid a band from Montreal, and their name is Barzin, which I'm not sure how to pronounce, because sometimes it has an H at the end, and sometimes it doesn't. It's Barzin. And again, they're from Montreal. This is their latest album, one of two albums. This one's called My Life in Rooms. And this group was originally a solo project and then grew into a band that they are. It was started by a guy named Barzin Hosseini, Hosseini. And after that, he's gotten together a band. It's a trio consisting of members of the Great Lake Swimmers, who are another Canadian band from Toronto. And so they have a bit of a similar sound to them. But it's a good album, a good song. And what we're going to move on to, I'm a bit excited about. I don't know what it sounds like, but it's this guy named King Khan, which is the stage name of Mark Sultan. And he, again, is another guy who has just been all over the place, has had many bands, such as the Space Shits, which sounds interesting. What I'm going to play is from his band called The King Khan and Barbecue Show, which seems to me like it's going to be a bit of a punk rock kind of thing. We'll find out, I guess. And this is from their album called Invisible Girl. And I'm going to play Animal Party. And these guys are from Montreal. Again, this is King Khan and the Barbecue Show on CITR 11.9 FM.
Three chickens going cluck cluck. I said, what the? chickens, 3 elephants, 5 pigs, 8 monkeys, 2 cows, and a secret handout. They were all dancing around doing the such and such when somebody knocked on my door again. Who's there? I said, who's there? What? Why
and that was the great Shonen Knife. That's a trio of Japanese women. That's a pretty old one, actually, from around 1983, I believe. The song is called Burning Farm, and it's kind of a cult classic, this album. It's had pretty decent influence. But I thought it fit pretty well with what we heard before that, which was King Khan and the Barbecue Show, who is from Montreal. King Khan himself is Mark Sultan, and King Khan and the Barbecue Show is just one of his many bands that he's been in. He's been in some other punk bands, such as the Space Shits are one of them, and he's recorded some stuff on his own. This album is called Invisible Girl, that I played a song from called Animal Party. And so you should go and check that out. Shonen Knife, the album was Burning Farm, and that was the title track from 1983's Burning Farm. And while I'm here talking, I wanted to mention a few things, or at least one thing, that has to do with Asian Heritage Month. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. For those of you just tuned in, my name is Andy Resto, and I am doing an Asian Heritage Month music special. I wanted to mention, though, something that was actually... There was an article on this place in last month's issue of Discorder magazine. It's a place called Center A, which is here in downtown Vancouver on Carroll and Hastings, the corner of Carroll and Hastings, which is 2 West Hastings, I believe, the exact address. And what it is a center which displays Asian art. And they have lots of showings and different features and galleries. And upcoming, their next show that they're putting on that will be displayed from June 2nd to August 4th. So June 2nd is this Saturday. It will be debuted. Is by artist Marion Ray and Abyss Akawan. I'm sorry if I'm completely ruining that name. But their work is called Fire Fire. And so that's going to be what you can see at Center A over the summer, pretty much, June 2nd to August 4th. And you should regularly check that out. It is, of course, near Chinatown that we have here in downtown Vancouver. Some other highlights would be, of course, the Sun Yat-sen Gardens, which are very nice to go and visit, especially during the summertime. And plenty of great places there in Chinatown to go eat, to go shop. They have their night market every night. I can't tell you what time it starts, but at least, you know, 6 p.m. onward. Right there, just along Main Street. Yeah, and so lots of great Asian culture going on here in Vancouver. And what I'm going to move on to now, I'm going to play another song, a band that actually just played here in Vancouver a week ago or so, I believe. I think it was May 29th that they came. They are not from Canada, originally from San Francisco. However, they are, well, the actual description on their Bandcamp calls it a Pan-Asian cultural collective. This is, of course, Yamantaka / Sonic Titan. A very odd name. YT-ST. Their album you can find on Bandcamp, it's somewhat self-titled. It's called YTST. The band is Yamantaka Sonic Titan. And yeah, they're from San Francisco. I'm going to play a track from this, and then we'll come back. And to finish up, I'm going to have some classical music. So here you go. Yamantaka Sonic Titan. This song is called Reverse Crystal / Murder of a Spider.
On Friday, June 1st, for 24 hours, CITR is going to paint the airwaves rainbow. Starting at 6 a.m., CITR programmers will be producing an entire day of queer content in celebration of Pride season around the world, delivering messages of hope, fun, warning, and whimsy that may also include offensive language, sexual themes, and excessive on-air nudity. Listener discretion is advised, while indiscretions are strongly encouraged.
Yes!
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is an Asian Heritage Month special. And quickly, you just heard Yamantaka, Sonic Titan, and I would like to thank a caller that obviously called in. And I said they were from San Francisco, but I was not thinking. I was just looking and saw that they're actually playing a show today in San Francisco. So if you wanted to travel there, you can go see them. Looks like they're going up the West Coast right now. They're actually from Toronto, so that's great. Another Canadian group. And the song is what's called Reverse Crystal / Murder of a Spider. And again, they just played Vancouver about a week ago on May 29th. So now we're coming to the end of the show. There's about 10 minutes left. But the next one I have is a long one because it's going to be a classical piece. And just wanted to mention a few other Canadian Asian groups or artists that I did not play today that I was contemplating playing. One of them is Kid Koala, who is from Quebec. He's a kind of a producer and a kind of an electronic performer who's been in a couple groups. Like the SLU or Deltron 3030, I think is the name. He's going to Vancouver in June, near the end of June on the 27th, and mainly performs on his own. There was a flute player from Toronto named Ron Korb, a famous flutist, Chinese flutist, John Kimura Parker, who is a very famous teacher. He's from Vancouver. He's a pianist. And I was going through all his YouTube videos, and they're very interesting. He gives commentary on a lot of the pieces that he plays, you know, lots of classical pieces. And he actually received the Order of Canada in 1999, so that's a pretty high honor. And, of course, there are many others that I can't cover within an hour. What I am going to play to finish up this show is, again, some of Vancouver, who actually received his master's in music at UBC, right here at UBC, where we are located. His name is Rui Shi Zhuo. Again, I'm probably mispronouncing that. It's Ruishizhuo. Rui Shi Zhuo. And this is a piece called Daoban, performed with a chamber ensemble. And that will pretty much wrap up the show. Again, this is an Asian Heritage Month special. Thank you for listening. You can find the podcast, within the next hour and a half or so on CITR.ca. It'll probably be under the special events section or the fill-in section. My name is Andy Resto. Coming up right after me will be Jason Jung, as always, with Relentlessly Awesome. So stay tuned. And this is Rui Shi Zhuo.